Nathan Zagura, the notorious V.I.C. Vic Carucci, wrapping things up here on the first hour of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. But the good news is we get to keep going. Now, we're going to go to the phone line in just a second, but Vic, a tweet has come in, and it's demanding action, for you. At JohnsonNation5 has tweeted us, at Nathan Zagura, at Browns_Daily, at Vic Carucci. Quote, "It's my birthday. For my birthday, I would like to hear Vic say the Browns could make the playoffs this year." He doesn't. He's not even asking you to say they would. It is possible.
He's putting could in quotes, too. I see this.
Could make the playoffs this year. So, Vic, we have a loyal listener. I know that Johnson Nation 5 has tweeted us many times. The drum roll is there. Yeah. Vic, what do you have to say? How can you say every team in the NFL could make the playoffs? He's not even asking you to say anything crazy.
It's possible for any team to make the playoffs on that premise, yes. But I if I say it, then I'm on record as implying that I think it's going to happen.
No, that would be saying the Browns will make the playoffs, or
That's what you're saying, right?
I think the Browns will play meaningful games in December. Right. I believe all he's asking to say is the Browns could make the playoffs. It's right here. It's a direct quote. Let's go. Vic Carucci.
Happy birthday. The Browns, in quotes, could make the playoffs this year. That makes I know James is a loyal listener.
He is.
Love having him aboard. So that makes you happy on your birthday. And happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah, happy birthday. Let me remind you that a little enthusiasm never hurt anybody.
What's our call? What's our phone call?
You guys have Rob in Twinsburg on the line.
Rob in Twinsburg, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Hey, another fine day in Cleveland sports, right?
Yes, exactly. Well, at least nobody's losing right now.
Yeah, I could key it up, though. Every preseason, I'm always I hear some good news. I hear an interview just like you had with the running back, and he's talking about family, and he's talking about looking back at old tapes and keying into what made him go before. And I don't, you know, it just gets you going.
Good, that's great to hear.
But, you know, I'm one of those fans where if only 2 wins you got that season is against the Steelers, I'm pumped. I like that. Yeah. And you mentioned the hope and possibility of that type of season where that we can count on a win against the Steelers. I like hearing that, too. Do you think you could elaborate a little more on that?
Well, you know,
I do think they will beat the Steelers at least once this
season. I mean, we're breaking that down mostly on the basis, real quick here, too, because we're getting close to the top, but mostly on the basis of the Steelers' shortcomings. What the Steelers don't have probably leads that conversation a little more than what the Browns do have. But what the Browns do have and how they have been able to – how they should be able to close the gap is part of this conversation, and I think it's particularly true on defense. If it's the type of defense that can force, what do they have, like 60 turnovers in that last game in Cleveland last year? I think it was six, but an amazing number of turnovers. Yeah, if you see that, then you're definitely talking about it. And the Steelers have been coughing up the ball pretty much all summer.
Yeah, and I think that the Browns and the Steelers' weaknesses match up to the Browns' strengths right now. It is time to go back to a segment that I often love, and how interesting that 2:00 is on the clock, because it is the 2-minute drill with Jameer Howerton.
The guys who were with the ones would get 10 to 12 reps, but there's a number of situations still that need to play out. And for the most part, the guys that are going to play and get significant amount of time in that game are going to be guys that we really want to look at and give the opportunity to go play three quarters or whatever it is in that game and get a chance to see them.
I'm Jameer Howerton, and this is your 2-minute drill for August 27th. That was head coach Rob Chudzinski explaining that the starters will see some playing time this Thursday during the Browns' fourth preseason game against the Chicago Bears. One player looking forward to the action is wide receiver Josh Gordon, who will be missing the first 2 weeks of the season due to suspension.
Wheaton to Gordon. Oh, he's got it! A great catch! He's got it inside the 10 at the 8-yard line!
I'm definitely just trying to get out there, get ready, get my mind ready to go into week one. You know, the guys will be out there. I'll be missing out. But, you know, to me, it's even a bigger deal. So I'm taking, like, real games, real reps every time I'm out there. Try to make a difference, make a big play. Just get ready for the season when I come back week 3, and that's the biggest deal to me.
The Browns' first pick of this year's draft, Barkevious Mingo, made the next step to recovery today when he ran and rode the stationary bike during practice. Mingo, who is recovering from a bruised lung, has not been cleared to practice, but appears to be moving in the right direction.
We have no timetable, and we'll just have to see how he progresses and how he heals. And it's really just an individual thing, you know, it's from individual to individual on how quickly they heal.
That wraps up the 2-minute drill for today. Remember to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for all things Browns. I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for joining us.